Saturday morning. Eternal love. You, me, and the dark. Yesterday, today, and forever shall be. Eternal love. Jackie O'Pell, you know what? I go back to the top. And it's a nice morning out there to be in bed. Don't go away. I'll be right back. Jackie, so we're talking about automatic external defibrillators. I started the series last week and I told you we're going to go for 4 sessions because we got a program coming up, a free program, so you could learn how to stop people from crossing over to the other side or at least delay the process. It's not easy being in bed and you wake up and somebody just about to go, last breath, or just struggling and you panic. You don't know what to do. Listen, guys, this can happen to all of us because we have generation gaps. You have the grandfather, you have the father, you have the you and you got your children. And it doesn't have to happen to the grandfather only. It happens to, hey, the rain fall on the just and the unjust. So if you're prepared for something like this, you can save a life. Not only doctors save lives and nurses and medical personnel, you can too. We need to equip the layperson, average person that doesn't have any medical experience, how to save a life, because it can happen to you right there in your home. And we had a lot of people calling in, as a matter of fact, and putting the names down for this free course. We have the EMT, emergency medical technicians, and the nurses there to guide you and to show you how this thing is done when a person closed their eye or about to go or start to quiver in front of you. Know what? Remember, we talked about the most important piece of device or technology around the world is the ventricular fibrillators, which is not only for the hospitals, but they have them designed for the lay people, and that you can use them, and you don't have to know what they tell you what to do, because the most common cause of death in the world is cardiovascular and ventricular fibrillation, or tachycardia, or lay terminology, ventricular quiver, where your heart is going 500 beats a minute, but not pumping properly. Before you get the straight line, that happens. You got 4 minutes to go in there, do your stuff. And all you need is a jump start sometimes. We want to teach you that. 620-4052. 620-4052. A free course. No matter what your levels of education, it doesn't matter. We want to show you what to do. The EMTs are standing by, and we have the nurses. And you come by, it's a 1 hour course, it's 12 o'clock, Saturday the 24th, and Saturday the 31st, 12 to 1. Okay, so just call 620-4052 and register so we can know how big the class is and how many nurses and EMTs we should have there. How about? Yeah, sometimes you got a lady. It's a good Saturday morning out there to be in bed, you know, just to hug up your loved one. But you know, most times when they're leaving you, you know, whether it's he or her, you get signs and signals. She comes in and you find that she doesn't put on the negligee anymore. She puts on the big pajamas. Or she just come and just lay down in bed, just like that. Or you find he, instead of coming in when you were all dressed up in your nice attire and perfume, he's just looking at television outside. You get all these signs, but sometimes you're so much in love, you don't even know. But sometimes it's good to let them go. When you get these signs, let them go. If you love them, don't go and want to say, hey, I own you. No. Already gone. Kelly Clarkson, we'll be right back. Kelly Clarkson. Matter of fact, she got her own show now. So you ever had a dog or a little puppy, a pet actually, and they die? It's really, it's touching, especially when you're close to them. I remember me, I had 9 Rottweilers and big dogs, and used to get away sometimes, you know, come out of my, come terrorize the neighborhood. I try to keep them together. But anyway, Benji was, he had a growth hormone problem, and he was big. He looks like a cougar. He was the one that when I was driving, coming down the gap, he would know it's me, and he would stand up there to greet me first, and the rest would be back there. They can't come forward. And one day, Benji went out and came back. Something happened to him, and he was panting, really panting. And I said, why is he panting? Everybody, all the rest of them are not panting. Why is he? He was having a heart attack. I didn't even know. A heart surgeon didn't even know that my dog is having a heart attack. Because I probably could have given him some aspirin and saved his life, you know. But next morning, I was told by my cousin, Benji's dead. Oh, that hurt my heart. Matter of fact, I got rid of all my dogs. Benji was my pet. So imagine losing a dog, your friend. And what about a loved one? It's one of the most traumatic experiences you can have, mommy, daddy. Oh, forget it. If you should bury someone who is your child or younger than you, a relative down there, a friend that is much younger than you, that hurts even more. So there's things you can do, and that's what we just drive here. It's about decreasing the amount of people that die suddenly and didn't get help. 2/3 of the people who get heart attacks and cardiovascular problems in this country, die before they get to the hospital. The international average, they said last week, is 1/3. Why are we so high? We get taken a long time to get there. But EMS takes at least about half an hour to get here. In the States, it's 9 minutes, 9 to 11 minutes. So you need 4 minutes, you know. You got 4 minutes to work or else you have irreversible brain death. So it behoves us to know something simple. So it can, there's something called a precordial thump that can just, like you have a car that's stuck and you give it a jump start. Yeah, the heart has got some electrical activity in there. And jumpstart can just make a difference between going to the funeral and going to, you know, the church and singing with a loved one. So, I don't know why, but today is just a wonderful day. Don't forget 620-4052. Call there and put your names down because 24 to 12 o'clock, we'll have the EMTs and the nurses, and we'll have this program to teach the layman how to prevent people from going to the other side. So, Norah Jones, I don't know why. I really don't know why. Yes, this is just a day where we have people laying around, and I wanna just boost your spirit today because it's been raining all morning. And thank God for the rain. Don't ever worry when the rain comes. Take it. And thank God for blessings. Oh, my roses are growing, so I'm happy. So, Norah Jones. Don't know why. Didn't call. Be right back.
I waited till I saw the sun. I don't know why I didn't come. left you by the house of fun. I don't know why I didn't come. I don't know why I didn't come. When I saw the break of day, I wish that I could fly away. Instead of catching teardrops in my hand, my heart is drenched in wine, but you'll be on my mind forever. Out across the I would die in ecstasy, but I'll be a bag of bones driving down the road alone. Something has to make you run. I don't know why I didn't come. I feel as empty as a drum. I don't know why I didn't come. I don't know why I didn't come. I don't know why I didn't.
That was Nora Jones. Cardiac arrest can strike anyone, anytime, no matter what age, gender, ethnicity, fitness level, or location. Anybody, we all are touchable. Don't you think that you were boss that you cannot die because you're all healthy? You don't know what's going on in there. Your potassium may be low. And all you need is low potassium or very high potassium. And you may not even know until it causes an arrhythmia. So this defibrillator that stops your heart from quivering, as we mentioned last week, is very essential. It's a very essential life-saving step, actually, in the chain of survival. If you use this thing, if this thing that we can teach you about on the 24th and 31, within 3 to 5 minutes of a person collapsing, survival increases up to 74%. Imagine, you can save that life. But without the defibrillator, because you remember your heart goes in a quiver first before it goes into the flat line. Your survival chances decrease by approximately 10% every minute. So by the time you meet 4 minutes, 40%. And then brain death starts, of course, even if you come back, you're a vegetable. So people need to know what to do. Not even for your family, but also for your friends and your loved ones, anybody, or even strangers. You know, you're on the road and this is available. That is why public places and hotels and restaurants, all homes, these devices are designed for that. They're not with the paddles. These are the ones, that's what you need to come and see. You put a little pad on and it tells you, do this, do that. So you don't have to panic. It guides you through the whole thing. Remember I said after 4 minutes, brain death occurs. So you want to catch them early. Get in there early. It's not easy losing a loved one, as I said. Yeah, divorce is bad too. That's very traumatic. But losing a loved one, man, loved one, you never get over that. You get better. You know, you get better.
I found myself dreaming.
I'll be right back.
In silver and gold, like a scene from a movie that every broken heart knows. We were walking on hold me close, split second and you disappeared, and then I was all alone. I woke up in tears with you by my side, breath of relief, and I realized no, we're not promised tomorrow. So I'm gonna love you like I'm gonna lose you. I'm gonna hold you like I'm saying goodbye.
Of an eye, just a whisper of smoke, you could lose everything. The truth is you never know. So I'll kiss you longer, babe. Any chance that I get, I'll make the most of the minutes alone with no regrets. Let's take our time to say what we want.
That's Meghan Trainor, I'm gonna lose you, featuring John Legend. Listen, I wanna thank, big up to Aedes Medical Supplies for sponsoring this program today. For all your medical needs, for pharmacies, hospitals, and medical supplies, period, and the office, doctor's offices. Thank you, it is Money Medical Supply. Now, listen, don't forget 620-4052. I want you to call and try to register, put your name down and so forth. And for that program on the 24th, today's the 17th, so the 24th is next Saturday at 12 o'clock. They'll tell you exactly location and so forth. The EMTs and the nurses will be right there to start the program so you can learn how you can save a life. Remember, 85% of all cardiac arrests or sudden death or people falling down in front of you and going is from ventricular fibrillation. One little shock with a device that is user-friendly, and you can save a life. You'll be the hero. So, don't forget, today we got a big day coming up. Today is Nationals, as a matter of fact. Bodybuilding, BBFF, we are sponsoring the Nationals at 5 o'clock at the LESA Lloyd Erskine Sanford Center. And actually, matter of fact, we start pronto, 5 o'clock, but we got a whole set of new recruits coming in and going to be on stage today because the executives have been very successful in pros. 10 people got pros this year. We didn't want 1 year. So some of the seasoned athletes are off the stage and you have the new ones there. Come and enjoy yourself for the kids and everybody. Today at 5 o'clock, I'm going to about get out of here. And as a matter of fact, see you next week. And yeah, I know it's always this time when I got to leave you. And I start a beads of perspiration because I enjoy doing this thing here. Every day, Saturday, I come by. Yeah, you know. But I got to go. Until next week. Next week, I'll be right here. VOB. Yeah. So don't forget. Check in with us. Leave everything inside. May you have a good day. Kiss somebody today. Yeah, why not? Make a phone call. A friend you haven't spoken to for a year or two. They may need encouragement. And love each other. Love God. Love each other. And may you have a good day. We leave with Etta James. Radical Blind.
When I saw you and that girl talking, babe, something deep down in my soul said, go on and cry, girl. When I saw you and that same girl walking by, oh, yeah. And I would rather be a blind girl, babe. Than to see you walk away from me, baby. Oh, yeah. 'Cause you see, I love you so much, I don't wanna watch you leave me, babe. And another thing is, I just don't wanna be free, no, babe. Oh, no. Now listen. I was just sitting here thinking, yeah, about your sweet kiss, whoa, and your warm embrace, babe. Oh, yeah. When the reflection in the glass that I held to my lips, babe, yeah, yeah, yeah. Reveal the tears that was on my face, yeah, baby.